We're reading in our reading through the year, the Bible in a year. We're in a time when Jesus has, he went into the Jordan, he was baptized, the Spirit descended upon him, he went into the wilderness, he faced the temptations, he came out, and now he's gone back to his hometown. He's gone back to Galilee, and he enters into the synagogue, and he makes some statements. He preaches in the synagogue, actually, and he makes some statements. And I started to think about what was going on in his mind. This is an absolutely exciting time for him. I thought, in fact, as I was reading it, I was almost wanting to jump up and down. I got so excited because of the knowledge that he had that the Spirit had descended upon him. That now this was going to be a great time, and the things he knew he could do, now with the help of the Spirit, he was absolutely convinced in his mind of the great things that God was going to do through him. And as we stand this morning, as we read this, it's not a different spirit that has come upon us. It is the same Holy Spirit that was on Jesus is on us. And we have the same giftings within us and flowing through us if we'll just let them out. So as we read the scripture this morning, I want us to read it with a hope in our heart that just as he was excited about what he could do because the Spirit had been poured out upon him, so also we can be excited. Even as we go out of this building this week, you know, this is a neat week in the church year. It's the time when Easter is celebrated. The best time of the year to even talk about Jesus and the power that he wants to bestow, first and then the power he wants to bestow upon believers. So let's stand and let's say this scripture together. It's Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released and the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Just be thinking about that this morning as we enter into worship. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.